subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
It is so weird when we start Share Funny after Mr. Todd, the camera guy, has taken down his equipment and stuff, because he turns off the TV lights and it's just regular light in here, and it's almost like someone is going blind trying to get adjusted to, and you don't realize how bright those other lights are until because you get used to it after a little bit, till he turns them off, and then it's like, oh, what a relief. I mean, we have it hard.
I like it brighter in here. I like it when those other lights are on.
You do?
Yeah, I like it when it's...
Well, you've got a concussion.
I like it when it's well lit up.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, there's well lit, and then there's sitting under, you know, searchlights. It's like, what is that?
Like a school cafeteria.
Yeah, and on those videos that we do and all, I think it would look way better with less light than more light.
Yeah.
You know? Just get ring lights for all of us. Like, turn these fluorescent lights in the ceiling. Let's replace those with ring lights that shine down upon us. Do they make those? A chandelier of ring lights?
Yeah, you know what?
A chandelier.
That's not a bad idea.
Or let's just record in the dark.
Now, see, I don't want it dark. Like, you know, like Rob says, he sits around in his house all day in the dark. I don't want it dark like that.
We can put gold sticks on us.
Yeah. Be sick. So how is that burn on your arm, Alexis? Is it?
It's healing finally.
Yeah, well,
it's almost gone.
Yeah, I don't know. You got a scar, I think.
Yeah,
on that.
I think I'm gonna have a scar.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't itch anymore, at least, because it was itching bad.
Because of the imaginary bugs under your skin.
Yep.
Always.
Scabies.
Being on that methamphetamine,
mm-hmm.
methamphetamine, crystal methamphetamine. Man.
I know, it's pretty gross.
Mm. Have y'all seen the show Dope Sick, right?
Yes, it's so good.
I have not.
No. Y'all haven't? Riggins and Ace haven't? It's good. It's good.
Is it a downer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's got Michael Keaton, Rosario Dawson, the girl that was the youngest daughter on... Last Man Standing. She's in it. She's really good. And her Southern accent is good, which was surprising. You know, Southern accent's hard for people to do.
That was based on a true story, right? All of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think so.
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show series, like a one season series thing about OxyContin and how America got hooked on it and stuff. Yeah.
Good.
And did you recognize the guy who played Rudy Giuliani in Dope Sick, Alexis? What else he played on?
I don't think so.
He was Ruth's dad on Ozark.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think I remember what Ruth's dad looks like on Ozark.
Well, obviously you don't pay attention like
you
should. I don't.
The worst.
Did y'all grow up doing that, always having to know where you had seen somebody playing something else? Because with my mom, that was something that she loved, you know, trying to figure out where she'd seen it before, showing, you know, trying to get my brother and me to play the game with her. Where do you know that? And I've always done it with my kids, and I'll do it with voices.
Mm.
Like the first time I was watching Everybody Loves Raymond with my daughter when she was young, I said, do you recognize that guy's voice? What movie that guy's voice was in? And it was Brad Garrett. And she goes, yeah, Finding Nemo. He was in Nemo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a character in Finding Nemo. So, yeah, that's what we did instead of reading. You know, those kinds of things. But I have gotten, I challenge myself on it just to a certain extent, and then I cave and look it up if I can't figure it out. But I really do try as long as I can to figure it out without having to look it up. Like, I could not picture where I had seen that Rosario Dawson.
Fine.
No, I knew where I had seen her.
He can do that. Mm. I couldn't remember that new dog name this morning before the show started.
What's his name?
Amanda woke up, and I said, the dog. I said, what's his name? Rip? She goes, Rex. I said, oh, got it. Thanks.
Just, Rip.
Oh, Rip.
I have the worst memory. I think something's wrong with me.
You just said that.
I know.
Like, got it. Two seconds ago.
I'm fully, fully aware that I probably got 10 years, and then Alzheimer's kicking in, dementia, whatever. I just, that's what I feel.
You got to take this St. John's wort. What is it? Ginseng?
Yeah.
Ginkgo biloba?
Sang.
Yeah. I'm going to jump on all of it.
I thought sang was for sexual performance.
Ginseng? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's what ginseng was for.
If I ever got me a mess of it, that's what I'd use it for.
Was it like natural Viagra?
I guess. I don't know. Like horny goat weed. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
They still sell horny goat weed? And how do they know which goats to get the weed from?
I don't know.
But do they know which ones was the horny ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything that is sold, you know, at a 7-Eleven counter or even more substandard convenience store that says, you know, this will work. That worries me.
Mm-hmm.
I would be concerned about that. I only buy my horny goat weed from like a CVS or something.
Yeah. Reputable places.
Ginseng is for it's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects. So not for the sexual performance, I guess.
And why was there if it's just anti-inflammatory, why was there such a, you know, criminal underground to collect it?
Well, let's see. 7 proven health benefits of the saying.
Can you get high from it?
May benefit brain function, could improve erectile dysfunction. That's 3. But see, and that's the thing. It may and it could, may boost the immune system, may have potential benefits against cancer. You know, that's the thing with all these herbs and stuff. They can't prove that it does this for this, like for the general population or whatever. Like with Viagra, they've proven that it causes stiffies.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said
in the report. You know, it doesn't, might cause a stiffy. It pretty much causes a stiffy. You imagine all those lab rats running around hard as calculus when they were testing them.
Like, you're right. That's
so
one product.
Disgusting.
That's one product, you know, that when you're running the test series, when you finally get the formula just right, you're like, we know we got it now. We know this works.
Poor rats. Rat stiffies.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
See, now, is that cruel, animal testing? If you're just giving them something that's going to make them difficult down there?
Is it cruel? It's kind of like torture, right?
But it doesn't say they don't let them relieve the...
Well, they put some lady rats in there for
maybe,
them?
Maybe, who knows? They may have just like a little rat brothel going on in there in the lab.
I'd feel more bad for the lady rats. They're like, oh, no, I'm not into this right now. And he's just, crazy.
He's like, it has to get...
Yeah, so I was sleeping.
Why they put me in this cage? Mm,
that guy's a pervert.
Well, but if they can determine whether or not a goat is horny, they should be able to determine whether or not a lab rat wants it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, hate to be all logical and everything.
Do you know they tested that on rats?
No, I just assume, don't they test everything on rats?
They don't know.
What would they have tested it on? I know they had, before they have human testing, they do have animal testing. So when you, I don't know, would you use it to test the rats or would you use it to test on monkeys? I don't know if I would want to deal with a bunch of guy monkeys running around.
Thank you.
All hopped up.
Right.
No. That seems way more dangerous.
Yeah, I don't want to be around a bunch of monkey wood, I'm going to tell you.
A bunch of monkey wood.
But I know that Viagra was intended to be a heart medication. But then they realized, well, wait a minute. If it's opening up blood vessels, it's opening that. What? Why is it causing that? Oh, now we know. First, they're like, "Hey, put that away, sir." He's like, "I can't. I took that pill, and I don't know what it's doing to my heart, but I know what it's doing to my pants."
Yeah, that's
making
crazy.
My pants tighter. All of a sudden,
what happens if you don't? If you're not able to get rid of it, the certain body parts turn blue for real.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that,
I don't
a, think is that so. A real thing?
I don't think so. But I wonder what, if they did, though, I wonder if it would turn the shade of blue as the pill.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Got blue burrs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just.
That sucks being a guy.
Why?
That's a lot. That seems like very stressful.
What
having,
does?
Having to take that drug, if you take it, and it's, you know, it's just a lot.
Well, I think people, when the Viagra, it was the first one on the market, you know, before Cialis, and what's the other one?
Viagra Cialis.
Uh-huh. There's another one. That, anyway.
Pecker Power.
People automatically thought that you take it and then, I mean, it's just there and it's got to be taken care of right then, and you're going to walk around with it forever if you don't. And because they had to give those disclaimers and everything, as if, you know, if it, there are people who it wouldn't go down, and they had to go seek medical treatment and all that. So people became, you know, focused on, it's just some sort of an instantaneous effect that it has on you. And that once, as long as it is working before the feeling goes away, that you're just like an out of control machine that has to be constantly making the relations till it goes away, till the erection goes away. And it got stigmatized as that. But what it is that, first of all, in most cases, when you take it, you have to have stimulation to make it, you know, in that way that you would picture it being.
Oh.
And then I think it lasts like 24 hours. And then, but again, you're not walking around solid for 24 hours.
Oh, you have to start over again, the whole process.
Yeah, it for that 24 hours, you are prepared. And if you have the opportunity, it'll work.
I wanted to increase or decrease. It would decrease your refractory period.
Yeah. To get, you know, to be able to go for another round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was just like 24 hours. You're just got to commit.
Solid.
Yeah. Right. That's you got to commit. I mean,
that's a hell of a commitment you're having to make, man.
And then when they started with Cialis, its whole thing was that it lasts 72 hours, whatever it was, you know. So it was a longer lasting one. Then people were really like, "Oh my God, you gonna walk around for 3 days with like that?" And same situation.
I gotta walk the dog at some point. Like,
yeah,
it's gonna get me arrested.
You know what you can tie the leash to?
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Earlier in the regular old show today, we were talking about things that are psychotic, like sitting down with a container of onion dip and eating it with a spoon. This lady said that she thinks it's very psychotic because her husband will take a random grocery bag or Walmart bag, hook it onto the knobs of the kitchen in the on the cabinets, and put trash in it, use it as a trash bag.
I do that.
You do?
When I'm peeling vegetables and stuff, yeah.
I can see that. That's what I was going to say. I can see that being like I use a big bowl, a trash bowl that I put onions in when I'm peeling them and stuff like that. But I could see where that would be beneficial. But he may just be hanging it on there, though, and putting, so I don't want to bend down lower and put it in the trash can.
Right.
Yeah, we've done that before for certain instances. Like you're doing something, just you'll grab one of the bags out from under the sink and hang it on the thing just to drop the trash. Then you take that whole bag and put it into the trash bag.
Does everybody keep their extra bags under the sink? Because I do, too. Is that the place?
No, I don't. We don't.
We do.
I do, too. I know you have a fancy pantry. Do you put it in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rich.
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 They have a special place for their bags.
But we were also talking about people in the way that they put on their socks. And, you know, a lot of people talk about do you put on a sock and a sock or and then a shoe and a shoe, or do you do sock and a shoe, then a sock and a shoe? But the other thing that I wonder about people is whether they are people who stand up when they put on their socks, they're standing or they're sitting. My wife is a stander. She stands while putting on her socks. Riggins said he stands up to do it. I sit down.
I sit down.
Yeah, I sit down.
I'm just so, but I mean, when you're tall, it's harder to stand and put a sock on. It just seems difficult. Like, I actually have talked about investing in a stool. I want to go buy a little stool to sit in my closet so I don't have to sit on the floor and put my shoes on.
You sit on the floor to put your shoes on?
Yeah, because if I'm getting dressed in the morning, I'm in the closet, there's no place to sit because we don't have a tub in the bathroom. It's just a stand-up shower.
Mm-hmm. So you should come out of that closet.
Thank you. I just sit on the floor of my closet.
Put my shoes on.
Yeah.
I sit on the floor too.
Or my other option would be to just take the when I'm all dressed and ready to go, take my shoes. I go walk to the office and I have a little sofa in the little couch in the office, a love seat thing that I've had for years. I sit on the edge of that and do it.
Yeah, we have a little stool in the closet.
Yeah, I'd like to have a little stool in the closet I could sit on.
Well, you got a little stool in your closet?
Yep, I did it in my sleep.
Ew.
But Jody uses it to reach up to the top shelf of the closet for stuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
I use it to put on my socks.
Huh. So there's just a stool in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I would probably bust my ass trying to put on socks.
Trying to stand up?
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. I could lean up against the wall and do it that way because I wear short socks, like ankle socks, not even ankle socks, whatever.
I just have bad balance. I don't have good balance. I'm terrible at that.
Yeah. Well, you need to be doing yogurt.
Yeah, I know.
That'll help you with that balance. I hate that too. You hate yogurt.
I hate yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks. It's slow.
But it does seem like that it would be easier for Alexis to put on socks standing up.
Of course.
Short.
Yeah, I'm sure I could do it.
So short.
Don't want to. I'd just rather sit.
And you can do, if you were to put on bigger socks, like higher socks, you'd still do it standing up?
It wouldn't even occur to me to sit down.
Really?
I just never did that.
Your whole life, you've always just stood up to put your socks on?
Yeah, you lean down, you slip your sock on, do the other one.
But you don't lean up against the wall to do it, no. And like that? You just lean straight forward and do it?
My entire life has been like edge of the bed. Or I've never stood up.
I mean, sitting on the floor in the closet just seems like wild to me.
Yeah, that would be a lot harder, I think, sitting on the floor.
I want to see that.
Growing up as a kid, I had one of those old school desks, like from those old school houses where the seat folded down, so the seat and the back of one desk was the desk part to the next person. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And in my room, and that was always where I set everything in the morning, get ready for school. Then I would just, you know, that seat was always down. That's where I'd just sit down and put my shoes and socks on right there.
I'm gonna get one of those things where you put the sock in it, and then you just put like it holds the sock for you, like those old people in the commercial do.
Those things look cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one of those.
And a shoehorn.
Yeah. No, but you, I used to use the shoehorn all the time because I dressed up a lot more.
Yeah. If you got nice shoes, I guess you can get a shoehorn. But
yeah. But then they make those shoehorns with a long ass handle on them.
Yeah.
That was I always wanted one of those. I never got. The only ones I ever had were the ones that came with the shoes.
Yeah.
They throw a free shoehorn in there.
But I don't have nice shoes like that. That would require, certainly didn't come with a shoehorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't, I used to dress up all the time, you know, in crotchless superhero outfits.
Yeah. You remember there was a time when you were going to get dressed up every day to come to work?
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was, think that was somebody else that worked for us. But I would dress every now and then.
You wore ties and all every now and then.
Sometimes.
Every now and then, yeah.
He wore like loose with his shirt. He started really dressing up every now and then, like, because he said he never went anywhere to dress up, so he would dress up and wear his good clothes.
That's the part I love about this. You don't have to dress up.
I would wear, you know, jeans and a button-up shirt with a tie loose, you know. Hmm. Kind of like a detective.
Been working on around the clock. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I watch that show, The First 48, all the time, and they're always in Tulsa. Tulsa's a pretty dangerous place. And those guys, the detectives, I mean, they're phoning it in with their outfits. Because I always thought that was one of the coolest things about being a detective, is that you got to wear... you know, not necessarily suits every day, but you wore something nice, and you looked, you know, when you showed up somewhere, they knew, oh, hey, the detectives are here. And like all the cop shows show the detectives in suits and with their overcoats and everything. But the guys in the Tulsa murder department, homicide, they don't even have badges. Their shirts are... or polo type shirts with their badge embroidered on it.
So you just wear they just wear polos?
Yeah. And like one guy wears a red one all the time with the badge on it, and the others wear different colors.
I'm with you. The part of the fun would be dressing like, you know, Denzel and what's that movie? It's brilliant. Ethan Hawke, Denzel.
Oh.
Game Day.
Okay. Yes. Training Day.
Training Day. Thank you. You know, big chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean like
jacket.
Yeah. I mean like
daddy's home.
Yeah, you know, where they wear the suit and all that. That would be cool. That's the reason why I'm not a detective, because they quit dressing up so much.
If it
weren't for that, I'd already gone back to detective in school and become one.
Well, my grandfather was a detective when he was the head of detectives in Shreveport. They wore suits, and he wore a hat every day.
Yeah.
Like what kind of hat? Like
he had a couple of different cool
fedora
hats.
Fedora kind of.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's during cool. He had some cool hats, and then during the summer, it was more of a straw cowboy hat almost. And it was a very light straw hat. He had a couple of them, so he used to be in the top of his closet for years.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a stool in there?
No.
For sock putting on?
Nope. Edge of the bed.
For sock putting on. Do you have stools here for sock putting on?
Here's your stool. I'm going to go to Target and ask them today. I need a stool for sock putting on.
Where are your sock putting on?
Going to help me with that?
You're like, what the heck?
No, right over here, sir. Right over here.
Huh.
So what kind of dip would y'all eat? With a spoon, other than, like I said earlier, I would eat guacamole, and Velveeta
yeah.
dip with the meat in it. Not, I wouldn't eat the meatless with a spoon.
But with the meat, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, if you could consider chili a dip, like if you had Fritos scoops and you were dipping them into like a chili, like a meat chili.
Yeah.
But chili's really not a dip.
No.
No.
I would eat crab and shrimp dip without a spoon.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Or with a spoon?
Yeah.
Or with a spoon, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's meat in that.
I think anything that has any type of chunks, you can just eat it with a...
I'll eat some chunk dip. Yeah. Hey, do y'all have any chunk dip?
Yeah, anything with some chunks.
Filling up on these damn chips.
Yeah. Anything with some chunks in it.
Yeah.
And I said earlier that you wouldn't eat spinach and artichoke dip with a spoon or a fork, but I probably would.
I would.
Because it'd be close to cream spinach. Right. I love cream yeah. spinach. So, yeah, I would eat that.
Just it seems like the dip would be so filling so fast.
Mm, yeah. Some spinach, like, that dip over some rice, mix it up. Ooh, yum.
Mm-hmm. And you want to piss me off?
If we're going to add rice to some things, we've opened up a whole new area.
You can put anything.
We've got a whole new possibilities here.
If you want to piss me off, bring out some spinach dip. And have just like a just a tiny pinch of pita chips with it to use with it instead of tortilla chips.
Yeah.
So get out of here with your pita chips.
I like pita chips.
Me too.
And if you and because then they never bring enough chips.
Yeah.
Never.
So I was like, oh, we're scared we're going to give them too much. These pita chips are expensive. And they're not because nobody wants them.
Oh, man.
But it stands up in the spinach because it's so thick. Mm-hmm. Is that why they do that?
Yeah. But it's also it also stands up and breaks your teeth because it's so crunchy and thick.
But that'll piss you off when you're dragging a tortilla chip there and it just snaps and have you like, shit. Now I got to get another chip. Scoop that one out.
Yeah. It's got to be a bigger, heavier chip.
Yeah. You gotta put
double put up
three fingers behind. Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're like a chip engineer trying to dig that damn chip out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of a single dip. Yeah, because they're all like, it's like mayo and sour cream and cream cheese. Like mm-hmm. I just can't imagine that's good.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah, maybe okay. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but again, it's
over
it's
got
chunks.
It's chunk dip.
Yeah, it's got chunks.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go. Man, I have a friend who he and his wife have two bull mastiff. That's what you call them, those big dogs. Yeah. They have two of them. And obviously they live in the house, they stay in the house. Well, they decided the other day that it would be a good idea because they have a little girl to get her a pet bunny rabbit. So they come in and just put the bunny rabbit down for the little girl to play with. And when two bull mastiffs look up and see a bunny rabbit, what do? They go nuts and they took off after it. Well, this rabbit is just obviously running, trying to get away from them, and they're chasing it, and they're knocking off lamps, they're tearing up the carpet, they're busting through the sheetrock. I mean, just destroyed the front part of their house on the inside. And they were telling me about it because they were looking for Paul Davis's information. They said, "Do you know TJ, anybody that can get this mess cleaned up and get the house back to the way it was in a very, very timely manner. That's got great, great service and great people and knowledgeable staff and all of that stuff. And I said, you know what? There's a business called Paul Davis Restoration. And if you get in touch with them, their emergency technicians will be probably at your house faster than those dogs were chasing that rabbit. Because you could imagine how much damage two big bull mastiff dogs could do just going nuts running through a living room.
Oh.
Well, damage, sir, they did. They did. So if anything like that happens to you or somebody you know where, you know, possibly there's even been a fire or a flood or anything like that, then you should know that Paul Davis Restoration is available at acetj.com/Paul Davis. Am I right?
I think so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it.
Nice.
So it's just, I just hear about all these stories that just, you know, just shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking things.
Seeing that poor bunny. Poor rabbit.
Must be terrified.
Must be terrified.
That rabbit was so terrified.
Right. They may have had to have eaten it by now just to put it out of its misery.
Yikes. Might be able to get away. The rabbit's probably faster than the bull mastiffs.
Yeah, plus it can go under things and all of that. They have released the 10 sweatiest cities in America.
Mm. All right.
Let's see. Sweat. Two of them, Ace, on the list are from our home state of Louisiana. That would be Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm. Corpus Christi, Tallahassee, Houston, Montgomery, Alabama, Cape Coral, Florida, Laredo, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, and number one was Orlando. Which
really?
I mean, I've sweated a lot in Orlando. I've had the uncomfortable sweats there.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So, Saturday, my friend Bird said the heat index at his house, which is right across Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans, 114. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, my friend Alan lives in Houston, and he said when I called him, he said they were their power was out due to a brownout because of the heat. It was like 103 or something, 104 at his house. And
yeah, we said something about a brownout this morning, and Alexis got all, what is that? She was worried that we were, you know, we were going to not let her come around anymore. like we were kicking brown people out.
Brownouts now.
Browns, brown out. El pronto. She's like, hold on. I don't know that I should be involved with that.
Slow down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, when you live in that kind of a humid environment, even the pools are not refreshing. Like, my in-laws have a pool, and when it's that hot, to get in it, it just feels like you're in bath water. You know, the old dirty bath water.
Cause I'm dirty bath water.
Not dirty bath water. But yeah, it's just not, it's miserable for people. We met Angie that used to work on our show, and her husband and their three kids. For breakfast, they're here in North Carolina visiting, and we asked her, their oldest son, if he liked it. He liked been having fun, and he says, "Too hot."
Really?
Yeah. He said, but they live in L.A.
Much hotter than Southern California.
He said it's a different kind of hot. Yeah. So yeah, and it's not nearly as hot here as it is in Louisiana. North Carolina didn't have a single city on the sweatiest list.
Let me tell you, I was sweating on Saturday.
Yeah, and outside. You sweat a lot, though,
a
don't
lot.
You? You're a sweater.
Yeah, I sweat in places that are annoying.
Hi, I'm Alexis, and I'm a sweater.
My hands get clammy. I get a stash sweat.
Mm. My little friend Jenny is a sweater. Like, just
really?
Yeah, she sweats like a pig. But do pigs sweat? I thought that was something.
Yeah,
that didn't
do they
have.
Sweat? Maybe that's why they roll around in the mud so they don't sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because they can't cool themselves off, right. I think.
It was 91.
It was hot.
When?
Saturday afternoon.
And when we went to the tailgate for the train show, I was sweating so much, and I was wearing these yoga pants, and you could see butt sweat stains.
Oh, really?
Yes, no. And I didn't know. I was like, oh, no, what do I do? I can't do anything about it. Just got to rock the butt sweat.
You had butt sweat, like, and is butt sweat worse than pit sweat, like where you see the sweat moons under the arm?
I feel like with the arm sweat, at least you can keep your arms down. There was nothing I can do about
my butt.
You can't
keep your butt down.
No, I can't.
Nothing can keep that butt down. Yeah, she said that the other day, and I went, oh, so, and she said people were pointing it out to her, like, oh, your butt, your ass is sweating.
Yeah, you got a sweaty ass. And I thought I was looking cute in my outfit.
Where were the sweats? Stains
like like down my butt,
like on the crack.
Yeah, on the crack. Oh, okay. At the top,
but not in the fold area.
No.
See, I think that's where if I had on some you know tight shorts like that, mine would show just little sweat marks underneath each, like where it folds on the side. It would look like smiley faces.
You know what's the worst too is leaving sweat behind when you're sitting somewhere. Like when I went to go get Botox, I was sitting at that on that chair, and I was nervous while they were doing it. When I got up, it's a leather chair, so it's all wet.
Your ass.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Wow. In the bottom of my thighs.
So this wasn't like in the gym when you're working out and you sit down on a piece of equipment and you get up, you need to wipe it down because you're sweating on it. This was like you were just sitting there getting your
Botox.
It left a sweat imprint outline or whatever of your legs and butt where you were sitting. What about on your back?
No, I wasn't on my back. Mm-mm.
Do you sweat as much on your upper extremities as you do your lower?
No, I think I just sweat everywhere.
Okay, and the lip?
The lip is the worst. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Oh, sweat
I
lip.
Can't do nothing about it. It's like I don't have a stash. I make sure that I wax, but it looks like I do when I'm sweating.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. That's the first place they start sweating is their lip.
Why? Like, why are we built like that?
My friend Michael, it's my little friend Jenny's husband. If he, he's really hot natured and he sweats, you know, if he gets this minute of heat, he starts pouring sweat, but it starts on his head. And as long as he can keep his head cool, the rest of it. So after he gets out of the shower, every time, no matter what time of year it is, he starts sweating. And a lot of times he has to go sit in his truck and crank up the air conditioner and just lean over and have the air conditioner in his truck blast on his head.
After he takes a shower?
They have pulled up at our house, and she gets out and comes in, and we say, where is Michael? He's out of the truck. He was taking the beer out of the truck and put it in the garage refrigerator, and now he's hot and he's having to get back in the truck with his air conditioner on him.
Man, he's sweating.
Yeah.
All right, James. Just
he never wears long pants either. He's always in shorts when you know he's one of those like Mr. Todd. He never wears anything with a snap or a button. It's all elastic waist shorts, you know. Except when he's working, he has to when he's working, but. Still getting that hot.
James just DM'd and said, which state would y'all, Ace and TJ, say is hotter, Louisiana or Alabama? Always wonder if other states had the same humidity as Alabama. Louisiana's hotter than Alabama.
Yeah, because y'all got swamps out there.
Yeah, right. Louisiana and Florida have the same humidity. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, though.
Yeah, I was dying in Florida. Yeah. That
place. South Texas is really hot. But it doesn't have the same humidity, but it's hot. It is hot. Yeah. They're right about Vegas, though. Vegas is scorching hot.
But it's dry.
It is totally different.
Yeah. It's a wit.
It's a much more comfortable heat than like that being in South Louisiana heat. You just can't breathe.
That dry heat, though, does get to you after a while because Denver's the same way. And it kind of, after a while, you're like struggling to breathe a little bit.
But yeah, I mean, a heat index of 114, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And when I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago, there were a couple of days where the heat index was like 109, something like that. But if you're out by the beach, there's a breeze blowing and you can get in the water and stuff. But in Louisiana, like say New Orleans, when you step out of those doors at the airport to go get into a car, it's just thick.
Somebody,
and there's, you know, the only breeze blowing is blowing the smell of feces at
ew.
You because it's New Orleans. It's just disgustingly filthy.
That's how El Salvador is. It's so mm-hmm. hot when you walk out the airport, it hits you in the face.
They got an airport in El Salvador?
We do. We have an airport, and there's terminals and everything. You don't just like go outside and get on a plane.
Terminal illnesses.
This is interesting.
Everybody terminal in El Salvador.
The hottest month of the year in Louisiana is July. The average high is 87 in July. And the average low is 69.
Hmm. But humidity is 100%.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Riga?
Some guy had tweeted that he flew into New Orleans, I think. He said, it feels like the inside of a dog's mouth. Yeah. That's like a very descriptive way of describing how that must feel. Feels like
it's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So, Alexis, when are you getting your lips done?
The 22nd of this month.
Okay, and then what day of the week is that?
Friday.
Oh, man.
I know, so you guys won't be able to see it till Monday.
Damn.
I'm excited.
I wanted it to be on a weekday, and then you come back in, and lips all swole still.
I was not going to be here like
that. We would have a fun time with that.
Oh, I know.
Big ol' ass lips. Big ol' lip. Not being able to talk.
Yeah, are they going to be big?
No, I'm not going big. It's going to be a little bit.
You think they're going to be crazy?
I think that since it's a student doing it, they're practicing on you or whatever, then you'll do whatever they give you, right?
No.
Won't they say, all right, we're practicing extra injections today. Yeah. Do you want the deal or not?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You're getting more for your money right now.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah, you might as well go bigger than... Because you're going to be pissed if you go through all this pain and stuff and they're not as big as you think. I think you err on the side of too much.
No, not at all. Yeah. That's the worst advice.
You're going to come in here looking like you got a floaty in your mouth.
Ew.
Yeah.
Like some water wings in your mouth.
A pool noodle.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs.
And yeah. You getting both lips done?
I think I'm just going to get the top. I don't know yet.
Oh.
I'll see what they say.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, just coming here with one lip done.
It's just a tiny bit.
Like one lip.
Y'all are acting like I'm like putting it all, like I'm just going to be a whole different person.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I want it to look
ready for smooches.
I hope
give me a smooch.
I hope that shit moves in the breeze.
Yeah.
You guys are horrible.
That's awesome.
I can't talk. I'm outside.
Flapping.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's going to be bad business.
Yeah, don't put that into the universe.
Don't put them big ass lips in the universe.
Yes. There's your
in
solution.
The atmosphere.
Don't put that out
there. Get your big ass lips in the atmosphere.
Can you eat afterwards? Like, do you have to wait a while? Or
I don't think so. Mm.
Yeah, that would be where she would get upset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, if you were to come in here the next day and you're trying to eat your fruit that you bring and you're just dribbling it all over yourself, oh man, that would be so fun.
I should have never done this.
Instantly your regret this decision. Yeah.
I can't even go. I have no reason to go to Lidl now. This is a huge mistake.
Our friend Briscoe just DM'd and said Alexa's gonna come back with them old soup coolers.
Soup cooler. It's gonna be lit, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, as someone who has big lips, you'll love it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna start using all kinds of lipstick now. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, well.
Because you didn't have lips before. Yeah,
we all gotta have goals.
Yeah.
Whew, I'm gonna use lipstick.
Yeah. I'm gonna try a straw for the first time.
That's what's gonna be bad is you can't create a seal around a straw.
It's not working.
I know. How am I gonna blow up my inflatable for the pool?
That's what I want to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you won't need it.
Because I'll flow with my lips. Shut up.
You got some inflatables up in your mouth.
I can't wait.
But you got to be careful once you get those lips done. If you nick those things with one of those extra teeth you got, let all the air out of it. Be leaking everywhere.
I'm like, what's that noise?
Oh, wait.
My lips are deflating.
Yeah. You'll feel one lip come on the one side of your lip. What is going on right now?
Whistling.
She's going to come in here that Monday. It was big old ass lips. And she's going to be so proud of them. And they are going to be just caked in the brightest red lipstick you've ever seen. Like make somebody's grandma on Sundays at church go, ooh, you need to calm down that lipstick.
Does it look natural?
Be caked on there.
Does it look good though?
Leaving those lipstick marks on her coffee mug.
I'm gonna look great.
Yeah.
Yep. Going into my 32nd birthday, hot girl summer all the way.
What happened to your boat trip over the weekend? Weren't you going out on the boat or something?
Yeah, I decided not to go.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was tired. And I had to wake up early to go. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
So did they go?
Yeah, they went.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised I didn't see them because there was nobody on the lake hardly.
Wasn't it raining?
No.
No, it didn't rain till late.
Mm-mm.
It was great.
But people can't afford gas.
Right.
So it's basically a ghost lake. Except you see a lot of wave runners and stuff because they don't use as much gas. You see them pulling tubes and stuff with churin on them.
Really?
Yeah. But not as many boats.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's crazy, y'all.
I don't have to go far anymore because when I had the house, we had a dock there that was in the neighborhood. And so, but it was a ways away. But now, the place where I keep my boat is right there where you get gas. So I got gas one time, but I don't go very far.
Yeah,
like a lot of times we'll just get gas. Like we'll just get in the boat and drive right across the little cove right across from it. It's cool. Or there's one like right down. It takes about 3 minutes to get down to, which is what we did Saturday, and we beached the boat. Mm-hmm. So I still have like 3/4 of a tank of gas.
Oh, nice!
And I got a tank of gas. Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, flex. Was,
like, making it last, man. Yeah. Making it last. I guess it's $6.50 a gallon or something.
I don't think you're going to be able to go on that boat anymore, Alex, with those women.
Why?
It's too windy. The lips will beat you to death.
Shut up.
Once you get those lips.
Yep.
And then a couple of those women are doctors, so they'll tell you. You can't have those lips out in the wind.
Like a windsock.
Mm-hmm.
Why are y'all acting like they're going to be all flabby and stuff?
Because we hope that they're enormous. I mean, I'm just speaking for myself.
You guys are absolutely horrible.
I hope they're enormous.
You want me to have a horrible lip job.
No, I want them to look good, but I hope they're big. Why would you go through a cosmetic procedure unless you want?
Maybe only look horrible for a day in here.
Yeah.
But you don't understand how... However much Ace hated having braces as an adult, Riggins loved it twice as much for Ace having braces as an adult.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's so silly.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. Oh, no!
All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.